2. ABK 2. ABK for Abeokuta. 2 for day 2 to 0817-77-70-764. ABK 2 to 0817-77-70-764. ABK 2 to 0817-77-70-764.
All right, there you have it. So don't waste this time. Pick up your phones right now and register. Go out there and make some money.
Fresh FM Abeokuta 107.9. Fresh FM 107.9 Abeokuta.
Broadcasting worldwide, the latest hits and the greatest memories.
Fresh
107.9 FM.
Wednesday morning right here in the city of Abeokuta. You're welcome to the show. It is The Platform. The Platform comes on your radio Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way till 11. My name is Binga Oreshegun, the man you just have to love. And right here on The Platform, we're going to be doing health, okay? We're going to be talking about stroke. On the 29th of October, the World Stroke Day is observed. Now, the World Stroke Day is observed to underscore the serious nature and high rate of stroke, and thereby increase in awareness and the prevention and also the treatment of the condition. Now, the annual event was started in 2006 by the World Stroke Organization, WSO, and it also declared stroke as a public health emergency in the year 2010. Now, the World Stroke Organization now has an ongoing campaign that, you know, serves as an annual interference for advice, for advocacy, policy outreach to support strides and also continue to make progress. Here in Nigeria, the federal government has lamented at the rising number of deaths from cardiovascular diseases, including hypertension, including heart failure, cardiac arrest, stroke, and others in the country. Stroke is set to be the second leading cause of death globally. And as a matter of fact, someone has stroke every 40 seconds. And over 30 million people will have their first stroke each year. But anyway, I'm not going to be doing the talking alone. We have an expert right here in the studio, in person aside, Sanusi Faizu Olalekan. He is a clinical psychologist from the Federal Medical Center at Abeokuta. Good morning and welcome to The Platform.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
So, just like that fact, they said that stroke is said to be the second leading cause of death globally. And also, as a matter of fact, someone has stroke every 40 seconds. And over 30 million people will have their first stroke each year. That's really scary. So let's get straight to the conversation. What exactly is stroke? And because this is something we hear every other day. Oh, the person has stroke. But many people don't know what stroke is all about. So tell us, as an expert, what is stroke?
Oh, thank you very much. When we talk about stroke, stroke is a medical condition that involves blockage of blood to the brain. You know, we have veins, we have nerves that take blood to the brain. When there is that blockage or there is burst of the blood, so it can lead to stroke.
So when they when there is a blockage from the veins that takes blood to transport blood from the body to the brain.
Exactly.
Once there's a blockage there,
or there is a burst.
Okay, or there's a burst exactly. there. That's what we call stroke. So what causes this condition? What causes the stroke?
Now, we have a lot of causes of stroke. So number one is when someone is hypertensive.
Hypertensive?
Exactly. Mm. So that is hypertension. And the individual is not managing the condition as expected.
Okay.
Which involves taking antihypertensive medication. So inability to be consistent with hypertensive medication can lead to a stroke. That's number one. So number two, another causes for stroke is when the hypertension is runs in the family, genetics now. When it runs in the family, so there's likelihood that offspring from that family could have stroke. Please note that word, could have stroke.
Hmm.
So that is number two.
Okay.
So number three, another factor that we observe in practice is also use of substance.
Substance abuse.
Exactly. Substance abuse. You talk about cannabis, you talk about alcohol, you talk about... People use different substances now. Even some that are not... You can't give a specific name. So when people use these substances often and often, it can... Someone might be hypertensive for long, but that substance can be a form of trigger.
Hmm.
And that individual can come down with stroke.
So what are the risk factors here?
Now, some of the risk factors that we should always try to note.
Okay.
Let's talk about stress. Now, stress now could be in different form. It could be physical stress. That is what people always know about, that physical stress. I'm going through stress. It could be financial stress. Someone just had a business and the money he invested in the business just went down the line. What do you expect? So it can lead to a situation by that individual finding it difficult to sleep. And when you're unable to sleep for hours, most especially at night, so it becomes a problem. Another factor that we also note is also the sleep pattern, which I just mentioned now.
Okay.
So it is expected that we should sleep 6 to 8 hours a day, especially at night. Now, inability to achieve that, you see cases whereby someone sleeps just 3 hours at night. So what do you expect?
Well, you hear motivational speakers say that if you sleep 8 hours, you are building poverty.
No.
If you that Bill Gates, all of these rich people that made, they only sleep 4 hours.
Now the question is,
what do you say to that?
The question is that Bill Gates, he said Bill Gates sleep for 4 hours. Well, I can't actually ascertain that.
No, but those are the kind of things they say. Once you sleep 8 hours, am I not going to be poor in my life?
They are just saying
those
that.
Kind of things.
But people who are actually rich, these are people that they, even while sleeping, money keeps coming in. So you need to sleep. So our health, our mental health in relation to this stroke now is very important. That's why sleep is very important.
Now, you talk about stress. The Nigeria of today, the economy, all of this, is it not enough to make you stressed? Is it not enough to make you have high BP? There are lots of companies that are downsizing in their hundreds and their thousands. Is it not enough to be stressful? Reading Nigerian newspapers in the morning, is it enough to be stressed?
It is.
So how do you avoid all of these things?
Now, number one, we should understand our individual differences.
Okay.
Now, Mr. A can afford probably taking his children to school that pays 500,000 naira per term. And due to the fact that I'm a friend to Mr. A, I shouldn't imitate Mr. A. I should know myself. Aside from the fact that the economy is not smiling, I should know myself that truly I can afford so amount of money. So I shouldn't compare with myself. It's part of what actually push a lot of people into let's say mental stress or financial stress. So we should always try to understand ourselves. We shouldn't try to copy anybody. Just understand yourself. Don't try to compare yourself with anyone. That is number one. Number two, people should always try to avoid use of substance. Please, it's very important. Because one thing is that you use substance. Another thing, in the addiction that comes with substance use can be devastating. Now, at the initial stage, the person starts taking the substance, the person is in control. But you go to a point that this person is already what? Already caged.
Before we get to substance abuse, we're still talking about the economy. Are you saying that someone who people should, when you take things to heart, let's say, for example, as a parent, you want to pay school fees, you want to pay house rent, you have lots of expenses that you need to sort out, but the money coming in is not much. You definitely have to go to deep thinking and all of it. All of this, some said that could lead to hypertension. So how can you, as let's say as a parent, deal with things like that, with the everyday stress, with the everyday the economy? How do you sort yourself out?
Well, in that situation, the best thing is to set your priorities. Now, when you say priorities, which means that you know...
Priorities when there is school fees, salary is still 30,000.
Yes, yeah, that's what I say, you set priorities.
Okay.
You have to, this is what I should do. I should do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for now. I should put it aside. Even the 1, 2, 3, before, I used to spend so amount on 1, 2, 3. I have to cut it down. Now, this is not to justify anything, but to ensure that people live an optimal health. That's the point there.
Okay, so let's talk about the early warning signs. Okay, the early warning signs that shows that, hey, you're about to have a stroke. What are those early signs that once you see from the horizon, be like, okay, there's a possibility you might have a stroke. What are the early warning signs?
We have like six early warning signs.
Six early warning signs.
These acronyms, BEFAST.
Be fast.
Be fast. So B there is our balance, which talks about what you see an individual start losing balance. Start when you move, you find it difficult to just maintain a stable balance.
Okay.
That's number one. So number two, that is the eyes. It might come with blurred vision. I'm finding it difficult to see. Is there anything wrong with it? But then the individual might think probably, the situation where the individual actually have a health challenge in the past. So noticing that might be what? A difficulty. Now, number three, face. That is the F there, which means that one side of the face might be dropping. Dropping either the left side of the face
or the
right side of the face.
Okay.
Now, the one that follows, A, that is the arms. Weakness in the arms or leg. Now, you can ask someone who already is showing symptoms of stroke to just raise the two hands up. You find it difficult to raise. The hands start dropping or even raise the leg, what? Might be difficult. Exactly. So why the one that follows S, that is the speech. It might come with what? Difficulty speaking. Or you see someone pronounce difficult words. Individuals will start finding it difficult to pronounce such words.
Slurred, yeah.
Exactly. So why the last one is time? That is the time to call for intervention. Time to call for emergency. That's why we always advise that, please, people should avoid, though it happens, people should avoid staying alone. Most of the cases that, worst cases you have is just a woman and a man staying alone in a room and 2 days, it doesn't go out and nobody asks. This man is not out. Knock the door and find the person on the ground. Lying flat. So before you know it, when for stroke, the more you delay, the difficulty to regain into previous before the incident occur. So the time is what is most important.
So
when
the time
it comes to
is
stroke.
Very
it's very important. It's very important.
So once you notice that someone is someone who talks normally before
suddenly
starts having slurry speech
exactly.
And the face. You see that, okay, is starting to drop. The person starting to have blurry vision.
Exactly.
Okay. And the issue of balance as well.
Exactly.
All right. So let's talk about now. The person now has a stroke. What are the symptoms of someone who has a stroke?
Now, some of the symptoms of someone who has a stroke. Now, number one, is still related to what we have mentioned.
The be fast.
Exactly. Be fast. So, the apparent symptoms when it comes to stroke is difficulty raising the arm or the leg.
Okay, so once it affects the arm, it affects the leg.
Exactly.
As well. So if it affects the right arm,
it also affects the right leg.
The right leg.
So which means that's what we call it. Either we call it hemispheric. hemisphere is, this is our brain, is divided into two. We have the right hemisphere, we have the left hemisphere. So when the stroke affects the left hemisphere of the brain, it affects the right part of the body.
Okay.
It's the opposite. If it affects the right hemisphere, it affects the left part of the body.
Okay.
This affects this. This affects this. You understand it?
Okay.
So that is how it is. So in that case now, the person find it difficult to raise the arm or the leg.
Okay, remember, you can be a part of this conversation, okay? For peradventure, you have someone, you have a relative who might have a stroke, or maybe you're seeing the signs. Okay, we have a health expert right here in the studio. You can get to talk to him. The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079 or 0815-432-1079 or 0818-111-1079. We have Sanusi Fezu Olalekan. He's a clinical psychologist from the Federal Medical Center in Abeokuta. So let's talk about hypertension. Is there a connection between hypertension and stroke?
Yes, there is a very strong connection between hypertension and stroke.
Okay.
In fact, we do say that when someone has hypertension, it could lead to stroke. That's why there's these three medical conditions that are intertwined. We have stroke, hypertension, and diabetes. The three.
Okay.
They are related. So if someone has hypertension, there is likely that person might come down with stroke if not well managed. So there is a connection.
So let's still moving on. The types of stroke available. The types of stroke available. You want to talk to us about that?
All right. Well, let's put it in this this form. We have, let's say we have three types of stroke.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. So number one, we call it ischemic stroke.
Ischemic stroke.
Ischemic stroke.
Well, what's that about?
Now, ischemic stroke is a kind of stroke that occur when the blood flow to the brain got blocked. Let me give an analogy. You have a tap in your house.
Okay.
A pipe that water pass through. And someone look for probably a just small piece of cloth and what insert it at the middle of the tap. So now the blood, the water flow, what we have to cease. So the water you stop what flowing. So that's exactly that happened in ischemic stroke. So there is the blockage. So there will be free flow of what of blood to the brain. So that is ischemic stroke. Why the second one is hemorrhagic stroke.
Okay.
Hemorrhagic strokes occur when the tap now. In layman's word, the tap now. The tap that is a burst.
Okay.
The first one is blockage, while the second one is burst.
Okay.
So what hemorrhagic stroke is. One, like, why the third one that we call it TIA? Transient ischemic attack. That one is like a warning. It's not actually a stroke. It looks like a stroke. But the middle will come with all the symptoms I've mentioned that relate to stroke.
All the symptoms of
within 24 hours, the person will be back to his feet. Yes, within 24 hours. But if it's more than 24 hours, it's already a stroke.
Okay.
If it's less than 24 hours, it is TIA, and the person will be back. Suddenly, you see the person moving, doing everything, eating. In some cases, whereby it happens in that way, the person might be taken to church or mosque. And they pray, and they say, the prayer has worked. I'm not saying prayer doesn't work. It is TIA. It's not real stroke. So people should always try to understand that it is TIA.
So among all of the three you mentioned, which is like the worst?
The worst is hemorrhagic.
The hemorrhagic. Stroke.
Exactly. You see, for the ischemic, when intervention of different professionals, the neurologists now give medication and that is the flow of blood. The physiotherapist started their work, the clinical psychologist, everybody comes together, the dietitian and all that. So but for hemorrhagic, it's the burst. In fact, in some cases, there might be need for intervention of neurosurgeon. They have to open up. They have to they set priorities before they can do that.
Now, in all of these things, what causes, is it the same cause that all three?
Exactly.
And does it just depend on the type of person for you to have this, maybe a blood type or something that can affect No. In all of those three, that's what I'm saying.
It has nothing to do with the blood.
So anybody can
anybody,
have
anybody, irrespective of age, irrespective of just think about gender, anybody. Anybody.
Okay, we need to go on this quick music break. And when we're back, we're going to be talking about why is stroke so common? We're going to be talking about why is stroke so common. We talked about it that about 30 million people might have stroke. So we're going to be doing that. We'll do that after this break. Don't touch that radio. This is Nice, featuring K1 calls this one Health as well. Don't touch that radio.
Nice. I
Welcome back. We still have Sanusi Faizu Olalekan. He is a clinical psychologist, Federal Medical Center in Abeokuta. And we've been talking about stroke. Stroke among Nigerians, stroke among people around the world. The World Stroke Day is celebrated on the 29th of October every year, and it is observed to underscore the serious nature and high rate of stroke, thereby increasing awareness and the prevention and also the treatment of this condition. Yes, welcome back to the show. So, Sanusi Faizu, stroke is said to be the second leading cause of death globally. And as a matter of fact, someone has stroke every 40 seconds. That's a fact. And over 30 million people are said to, you know, will have their first stroke each year. Really scary. But my question is, why is it so common? Talk to us.
Thank you very much. Stroke is so common, especially in Africa.
Especially in Africa.
Exactly, exactly. Because it has
our problems are too much.
It has been established that some of the risk factors I've mentioned earlier, that being an African is even a risk factor on its own that might come down with stroke.
I feel attacked already.
No. There's no need to be attacked. So that's the reality. No, when we know the reality, we have to face it and, you know, so know how to go about it.
So all of these challenges are just because this is Africa. Because the problems in Africa are just too much. That is why you are at risk of having a stroke.
Aside from that, there are some other countries, like European countries. So there are some European countries whereby there's some medical condition that are peculiar to them.
Malaria. So, but that of stroke, that's what I'm saying. That of stroke, because it's in Africa.
Exactly.
That is why it's so common. So let's talk about the lifestyle. What do you consider the lifestyle that is causing this condition? What kind of lifestyle do you think, when you engage in this kind of lifestyle, and also you're an African, you're at risk of having a stroke?
Okay. That is the negative lifestyle that people
adopt,
right?
The negative lifestyle.
So number one is when people being diagnosed with hypertension, inability to accept. When people are in a denial phase for long, take your medication. No, I reject it. I'm not hypertensive. So that's the first lifestyle that people adopt that is very wrong. That is the first one.
Okay.
So number two is our, can I call it now, cultural belief. Cultural/religious belief. Some people believe that hypertension or even stroke are conditions that are spiritual in nature or diabolic. So people should always try to erase that in their mind. These are health conditions that needs to be managed.
Okay.
When properly managed, we have a good quality of life. That's number two. Number three is our lifestyle in respect to eating pattern. What we eat is always advised by a dietitian that we should eat balanced diet. Let me use that word. You should eat more of vegetables and fruits. Even as we are on the studio now, if you ask people listening to us at home that probably when's the last time you took take fruit, the response might be surprising. So people should increase fruit intake, please. It's very important. It's very important. Fruit intake.
That will boost your immunity.
Exactly. Aside from the immunity, it's adds a lot of benefits. Fruit intake. Water intake should people should cultivate the habit of what?
Drinking more water.
It helps to detoxify the system.
Okay.
Another one is the substance. I've mentioned that earlier.
Is it total stoppage or reduction?
I'm a mental health expert. I always tell people total stoppage.
Total stoppage.
That's my campaign. That's my campaign. So, total stoppage.
Okay.
And aside from that, psychosocial issues.
Okay.
Issues between couples, issues relating to extended family, issue at work. So those are some of the issues that we also try to address that can help people against coming down with stroke.
Okay. Now, does having a stroke increase one's risk of having a heart attack?
Yes. It could be in that way. Before someone will have stroke, that individual might have probably been hypertensive. And being hypertensive can be a factor that someone might have heart attack.
Okay.
No, there are two different things now. So, the likelihood is high.
Exactly. Once you get to that point of stroke.
Exactly. It's high. So, when someone has stroke, there's likelihood that person might... Even hypertension and heart attack might even come to be stroke. It depends. It depends.
Okay, now, so just like they say, prevention is better than cure. What do we need to do? What lifestyle choice do we need to make in order to prevent such from happening? Because from what I hear, medical practitioners say is that stroke is not just for the old.
Exactly.
But everybody can collect.
The prevention Let me start from where you just mentioned now.
Yes.
Age. No, as people grow old, there's this likelihood that they have stroke. In the past, we have people having stroke at the age of 70, 60, 80, and thereabout. But now, it's different. We have had cases of someone with 30 who has stroke, less than 30 who has stroke. So, the first prevention is that we should try to understand our family dynamics.
Okay.
In our family, the mother and the father side, is there someone who had hypertension or a stroke in the past?
Okay.
If there is, we have to be watchful. So we should always check our blood pressure as much as possible. I can't give a specific time. Let's say a month or thereabouts. Always check our blood pressure. When anything is going wrong, so we quickly go see our doctors.
Okay.
That's the first one. So the second one is, we should believe, which I've mentioned earlier, that stroke, these are medical conditions. They are not offer. Let me use that word, please. They are not, people believe it is
spiritual
attack. They are not. They are not. So that's number two.
Okay.
People should always believe that these are health conditions that needs medical intervention by experts. And it's not all center or hospital that can manage stroke effectively. That's just the truth. When it comes to managing stroke in FMC Abeokuta, we are doing a great job. Number three, we should watch what we eat. The dietitian, we always say that eat to live, don't live to eat. You know, they tell us, cut down on your salt intake. I've seen a case whereby a patient said, it's difficult for me. How will I be eating this food without salt? So you have no choice. You choose between your health and your life, your health and this life enjoyment. So is it life, the enjoyment you want to choose now, or your health? If it is your health, cut down salt.
So are you saying that one should, for one to not to have stroke, you should change your diet?
Exactly. When I say changing of diet, I'm not saying the individual should start. Say, I will stop eating rice. No, you eat normal food and what just.
But are there kind of foods to avoid?
Yeah, the dietitian always say that you should avoid things like red meat. They are high on cholesterol. Fish is good.
Okay.
They say white meat. You understand? So they are good. We should always avoid red meat as much as possible.
Okay. What other things should one avoid?
Hmm?
What other things should one avoid?
In respect to nutrition, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They also are, the people should always, if you are taking palm oil to prepare your food, there is this one, if I'm permitted to use the Yoruba word, ogiri, the upper part,
yes,
is better. It's even the best.
Not the thick
no,
side.
No, the thick one is, it contains fat and all that, according to the dietitian, you understand? So we should always take the upper part. Even people are at the hold our fathers and mothers, we always advise them that's what they should go for.
So how
and
so?
They should also avoid too much of
fried foods.
Fried meat, fried plantain. So they should also try to avoid that too.
So how soon can one expect to recover after having a stroke?
Well, recovery is a function of intervention.
Okay.
Intervention in this sense is, Mr. A had stroke. Exactly the exact time that it happens, he was rushed to the hospital. Mr. B had stroke. Nobody knows. It was after 2 days that people got to know.
Yeah.
So the intervention, the outcome can be the same.
The outcome can be the same.
The more you delay, the worse it becomes. So that's why we say time saves what? What time? When it comes to stroke, time is very important.
Time is very.
It's very important. It's very important. Because the more you delay, the more the effect, the negative effect that what be happening, that be causing to the what, the neuron and all that.
Okay, we are told that for every minute someone has a stroke, we are told that about 1.9 million brain cells are lost. And this means that, just like you said, time equals brain cells, so as to speak. But perhaps the quicker a person gets treated for stroke, the more likely the brain gets to recover. Okay, but speak to us about the accessibility to treatment where stroke is concerned in Niger.
Well, accessibility to treatments, in our center, there is accessibility to treatment. When you come, someone who has stroke, come through the emergency, different professionals will be involved. That's why we have a team we call MDT, multidisciplinary team. that involves the doctor, that's the neurologist,
okay,
the clinical psychologist, the dietitian,
mm-hmm,
the social worker, because there are some people that have social issues. The social worker will have to go home and, you understand, intervene. The physiotherapist, the speech therapist, the occupational therapist,
mm-hmm,
pharmacist, all we have different professionals that are involved. Not only that, we used to have meeting about these are patients with respect to stroke. On Wednesdays, we discuss about them. Okay, this patient, what are we doing now? What is the next intervention and all that? So, accessibility is what good when it comes to
accessibility.
Stroke.
Exactly. All right, so let's talk about spasm. Someone sent a message earlier today saying that someone spasmed, the one in local parlance, they want to call paja paja.
Okay.
And the person said that once the spasm is too frequent, is it a sign that stroke is about to occur?
Well, that too could be a sign of a lot of things, actually. The spasm now, is it from the leg or the arm? And so that's all you should know. That is the question we should ask. Probably the leg or the hand. So it could be a sign of a lot of health condition.
Okay.
In fact, if it's happening in the leg, especially when someone sleep at night, wake up, and something that it happens, so it could be a sign of diabetes. So the best thing is just for the individual to watch, should not stay at home. Just visit the nearest hospital for assessments and expected management treatment.
Okay, so let's talk about post-stroke now. Does stroke cause paralysis?
Yeah, it should. It causes, because it's, you know, the post-stroke outcome differs in individuals. There are some individuals that immediately they have stroke, they find it difficult to continue from their previous work due to the physical impairment that the stroke has caused. Well, there are some individuals, they are fine. You can still move their hand, use the leg and everything. But for some, it comes with cognitive impairment.
Oh.
Yes, you ask simple question like, who is the president of Nigeria? Person might not be able to give you a response. Okay, just do little calculation.
Right after...
I'm telling you. So little calculation like 30 minus 3. That individual won't be able to give you an answer.
Okay.
You understand? So things like that. So it actually depends on the outcome. And post-stroke intervention is also important, because we ask individuals to keep coming to clinic, to keep attending the physiotherapy clinic, the neurology clinic.
Okay.
Seeing different professionals, the dietitian, the psychologist. And so when all these are put in place, the outcome will be positive.
Okay. Now let's also talk about, because I've heard people say something that many a times people who've had stroke, they now develop seizures. What's the relationship there?
Yeah. You know, at times, not necessarily after stroke.
Before the stroke, they
even
can start
seizure,
developing.
Exactly. I've seen a lot of cases like that.
Hmm.
That as the insult is getting to the brain, they develop seizure at that particular time. You know, it's something that has to do with neuron.
Yeah,
there are neurological conditions.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is this seizure that keep happening. So mm-hmm. when it happens in probably even before the stroke or even after the stroke.
Yes.
So the most important thing is just to ensure that what we seek medical intervention as soon as possible.
But you talked about the conditions that can actually lead to a stroke. You talked about hypertension. Are there other conditions, you know, that one can have that can also lead one to a stroke?
Yeah,
apart from hypertension.
Exactly. Okay, what you're saying now is that the individual is not hypertensive at all.
Yeah, the individual is not hypertensive at all. Are there other conditions that can lead to stroke?
Yeah, there are some other conditions.
Such as?
I've mentioned diabetes the other time.
Okay, diabetes is part of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the problem is that when we say other condition, we have to be clear. Because at times, on the background, some people have hypertension, but they didn't know. So, and it comes down with stroke. They say, he doesn't have hypertension. No, he actually has hypertension. You hope you understand that. So you actually have hypertension. So there are some other conditions, medical, even mental health. Someone who have depression.
Okay.
It can even be pre-stroke or even pro-stroke. So there are some other conditions that can also predispose people to stroke.
All right. The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079 or 0818-111-1079. The treatment for stroke, how cost effective is it? Because yes, we need to talk about it, all right? When is it cheap? Does it come cheap? Is this something that it can be economized?
All right. The treatment for stroke.
But before you answer that question, let's pick up this call. Hello, good morning.
My name is Ladi from Bodolude.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah. I want to greet your analyst over there. Now, I have a few questions. Now, first, what are the symptoms that one should see? The person has no hypertension, diabetes, or any of such. But what are the symptoms that is possibly once somebody is experiencing such situation, such symptoms, once sees that symptoms, it is a signal that something terrible is coming, so that one can quickly go for preventive medical attention to it. And I want to ask this in particular, in the situation whereby somebody just wake up in the morning and he or she observed that left side, like one arm, one leg, is a kind of...
Oh, we lost that. But you got the question.
Exactly. I got it.
You want to react to that?
Now, for the symptoms, I use the acronym the other time, BFAST.
BFAST. Okay.
That is when we talk about loss of balance, the eyes, blood vision. You talk about the words, one-sided face dropping, either the left or the right.
Okay.
That is the face now. Then we talk about what the arms or the leg, weakness in the arm or the leg.
All right,
let's talk about the speech.
Let's pick up more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Please, am I on to 107.9 FM?
Yeah, this is Fresh FM.
Okay, this is Shofunde Wolaji, calling from OPK State, okay, my son.
All right, let's talk.
The last time I checked on my BP, it was 133. So last week, Saturday, I went to check again. It was 146. But I'm taking my BP drug all the time. So what type of this thing will you advise me to be taking apart from this drug the doctor gives to me?
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You best check the BP last time, 130. After some time, it is 140 something, right?
Yes.
And his person claimed is consistent with medication.
With the drugs.
Is adherent to what medication. The advice is that you need to try to see
the doctor again.
Because there might be need to change the drug.
Sure.
You understand? Or there might be need to give more kind of counseling on the use.
Okay,
because at times people use drug wrongly.
Wrongly.
Some individuals, they say take one in the morning, take one at night, and they're just taking one in the morning, just in the morning.
Or maybe two, not taking it during the day and take two at night.
Exactly, exactly. So it's very important. The education in respect to that is
yeah,
very
true,
important.
True, very, very important.
And the individuals also try to cut down on salt intake, like what I've mentioned.
Yeah, the salt.
Exactly.
The salt intake. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-1079. Remember, we're live on Facebook on Fresh 107.9 FM at Belkuta. Who is this? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling?
My name is Akitunde Yakin. Hello, I'm calling from A4.
All right, let's talk.
I have symptoms like that, which is one hand, one leg. But I used to take some drug, which they tell me in the hospital. But if I took the drug, I would be urinate every second. You know what I mean? Let me say every 5 minutes. So even if I lost, even rush, and I can't rush because of my leg, I will be urinate in my body.
Okay.
So that is it, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Now, I will advise that the last caller to visit the nearest hospital, because there may be need to do some investigation, some tests.
Investigations.
Exactly. It could be something else. You understand? So visiting the nearest hospital, doing tests, we help to unravel what exactly it is. So because when we're thinking it's A, and actually it's B. And there must be also need to probably change the medication by the doctors. So,
all right. So, my question: how cheap or how expensive is it when it comes to stroke treatment in Nigeria?
Well, let me start from here. When an individual just come down with stroke and being received at the emergency of our center. You know, we have a lot of investigation to do. They say you do UCR, do this, you do that, you do echo, you do CT scan. And if I'm not mistaken, CT scan should be around 60,000 thereabout now. Mm-hmm. So, and even without that CT scan, the intervention will be slow. Because the CT scan is a brain test that will let you understand that, okay, this is exactly the part of the brain that has been affected. That will inform the intervention the doctors will put in place. Now, I can't say it's cheap. I can't say it's... When you put it on the average Nigerian, it's something that is affordable or not affordable now. You know, everything is going up. So my advice that I always give people is that there is this NHIS, private NHIS that people can register for. So but the problem is that people always wait for, what if I register now, I pay 20,000 or 15 or whatever, a whole year and I didn't seek, so my money is gone. It's not like that. So when you register in NHIS, private registration now. Mm-hmm. So when things like that come, it helps to reduce the cost. Somewhere by you have to pay 20,000 and you have to pay 5,000.
For physiotherapy, okay, which
physiotherapy too. If someone is registered in NHIS, it's still covered.
It still covers.
But
as well.
If not registered in NHIS, the physiotherapy is very important.
Okay. Now another question is, for someone who has had a stroke, is there a risk factor? Is there a risk that person could have another stroke in the future?
Yes. It's high.
There's a high chance.
Chances that it will occur.
Why is that?
No.
I thought that the treatment covers it
all. No.
Yeah.
The treatment covers, but there are some other factors that are in place. Let me give an instance.
Okay.
After discharge now, the occupational therapist, what they used to do is, at times, they follow the patient home to see the home environment, to see, okay, this is his room. Where is his toilet? Is there a toilet that is accessible? Which kind of tiles was used? Is it a tile that can easily cause his fall? Mm. So, all those factors are in place. Another factor is that there might be a kind of individual who has a toxic home. There are issues with the wife and husband and serious issues. So, and the person was on admission, upon discharge, got in home as, oh, I'm here, I'm back to this war zone. You understand? So, there are a lot of factors. Another factor is that when people got home, they just suddenly stopped taking their medication. Okay. They might source for something else. Using agbo, you understand? And when you now come to the hospital, are you using your drug? I'm using it, though. But in real sense, in reality, I'm not using
it. Taking it.
So there are a lot of factors. The nutrition is also a factor. People find it difficult to adapt to the nutritional plan by the dietitian. They go to them and say, what are you saying? They say I should not be frying egg. Yeah, I mean, I can't keep my something must kill a man. And you understand? All those slang. And so it involves a lot of factors. When all these factors are in place, there might not be a repeat. But if they're not, there's chances that what repeat might occur. So that's why we always advocate for prevention. That should not happen at all.
But can stroke patients recover fully? Like the full use of the hand, full use of the leg, the face that has, you know, everything recover fully as if nothing happened.
Exactly. We have a lot of cases like that.
You have lots of cases.
In fact, I have one that I still attend to the patient few days ago. This man is an elderly man of 70 something. He had stroke when he was 37.
37?
Yes. So that means he had stroke for 30, if I'm not calculating, it's like 30, 36 year or thereabouts.
He had stroke for straight 30,
exactly.
More than 30.
No, sorry. He had hypertension, for 36 years. So that means he has been hypertensive for 36 years ago.
For 36
years. And he managed it very well.
Hmm.
So he managed it very well.
So at what point?
And he has stroke. As I'm talking to you now, his feet, he's doing a lot of things.
So at what point does stroke now lead to death?
Now,
what is the time frame?
I think I love that question. I forgot to mention that. When people come down with stroke, you've observed some of these symptoms I've mentioned. I always tell people, please, immediately it happens, don't give anything. I mean, aura.
Don't put anything in the mouth.
No, no, don't, please. Because at that particular time, there's something we call the situation whereby, you know, when you put, you know, we have two passageway.
Yes.
In the stomach, we have one that goes to the lung. Mm-hmm. You understand? So when you give food at a particular time, at times it goes to the what? To the lung, and death can easily happen.
Okay.
So we call it what do you call it? Pneumonia or what do you call it now? So that can easily happen. So in that case, we always avoid, even if they are in the hospital, we do what we call feeding test. You just give a spoon of water, give again. If the individual take it without coughing, the nurses now have to go about it, and before you know it, they can now start giving food.
Hmm.
So in some cases, some people do that have what recover fully. But you see family members forcing them to eat food. And before you know it, coughing, and the person is gone.
So once, let's say, just like you said, it's quite expensive on the high side. Now, for someone who has a stroke now and cannot afford, is not aware of the NHIS and all, what is the time frame? You know, could death occur maybe after maybe 6 months, a year after having stroke or what?
It depends. Even for some individuals, without quick intervention, a few days before you know, the person is gone. And while some, we just be there before month before death will occur. So it's always good. We should take intervention first before thinking of money. Because even we have some cases whereby the man is rich, well to do, and you ask the children that, okay, let's get the CT scan done. The next question is, if you do this CT scan, are you telling us that it is certain that the person will be what? Yeah, you have some kids whereby the children are already planning on how to share the properties and all that. So there are lots of funny cases.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I've been speaking with Sanusi Faizu Olalekan, clinical psychologist, FMC, Abeokuta. Just like we said earlier, that on the 29th of October was the World Stroke Day, and the World Stroke Day is observed to underscore the serious nature, you know, the high rate of stroke, and thereby increase in awareness and the prevention and also the treatment of the condition. Now, this event was started in 2006 by the World Stroke Organization, and it also declared stroke as a public health emergency. I have a question. This is coming from a colleague of mine. He says, do people come out of hypertension and stroke to live a normal life?
Well, let me talk about hypertension first before stroke.
Yes.
For hypertension is different from malaria. You know, we have malaria, you test it positive and give you medication. A week before you know it, you stop the medication and you are fine. Hypertension is not like that. You keep taking the medication. That is the truth. There is between treatment and management.
Okay.
Malaria can be treated fully. Why hypertension was management? So just that person was to monitor and just keep taking drugs. That I've taken the drug for some time, I've stopped. I'm not hypertensive again or something. People might be telling you that something outside there that you can use.
Okay.
After using it, you stop taking. Please, we have to be very careful.
At their foundations, I heard that Abeokuta Stroke Foundation, they actually find a way to take care of people who have stroke. Is that true?
We have shall I call it a foundation now? We have a platform whereby we have people who have Stroke Survivors Club.
Stroke Survivors
Club. Hmm. Yeah, we have it. So they do have meeting every month. I think end of the month or so. It's on a Friday. I can't remember.
Okay.
Probably first week or so. It's on a Friday. So they come, they check their BP, talk. In case you have by some people can't afford drugs, there are some people that can assist them to get some medication. Yes, there are some individuals that come up to do that. You understand? So a lot of benefit that comes with it.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me. I've been speaking with Sanusi Faizu Olalekan, clinical psychologist, FMC Abeokuta. Remember the BFAST. You want to go tell us about the BFAST again for people?
Yeah, the BFAST. The B there is balance. That is a loss of balance. While the E, that is eye.
Okay.
Blood vision. While the F, that is the face. Whereby one side of the face are dropping. While the arm, either weakness in the arm or the leg. While the speech, that is the speech difficulty. While the T there is what? Time to call for emergency.
Time to call for emergency. Anyway, thank you so much for doing this, for having this conversation with me. And thank you so much to also my people, also right here in the studio. Candy Daramala, thank you so much. And a lovely wife. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. We'll be back again on Monday by the special grace of God. Remember, health is wealth. Keep away from anything that is stressful. Remember the kind of food you eat. Don't eat to eat.
Don't live to eat.
Don't live to eat, but eat to live.
Eat
right?
to live, exactly.
Eat to live. That means you need to watch what you eat. Reduction in the amount of talk about salt intake, and let fruits
be vegetables.
Part of vegetables should be part of your diet as much as possible. Watermelon, pineapples, orange. These things are not expensive. It should be part. You don't have to take juice. You know, just take those fruits. Very, very important. Thank you so much for coming to the studio. Appreciate it.
So thank you. So stroke is not diabolic. It's not spiritual.
It's not spiritual.
It's a medical condition.
It's a medical condition.
Seek intervention.
Thank you very much.
So thank you.
Appreciate you. My name is Benga Oreshegun, the man you just have to love. Keep your FM dial plugged and the radio dial. Fresh 107.9 FM at Abeokuta. Have a beautiful Wednesday.
From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9. Broadcasting around the world. This is Fresh 107.9.
Oni kan lo le de o ya je ri ese nje yin ma du le gbere sare be ti se ma gbo re o awon osele to nsele lori odo yala bola lafese gba ese kikan bole leyan lafejo gba lori konkere ta mo si tennis ere daraya ere sisa ati be be lo nikan ni to mile kikiki Fresh FM 107.9 to wa ni Abeokuta ago mokan lo owuro titi di ago meji la le ma gbo lojo aji ojo Monday si ojo abameta Saturday akimu shitu AK Sports ni o ma jalule seti igbo wa e sha ti makani to le tente lori oki osoba presidential hilltop Abeokuta lakale si AK Sports o ya ni so nibe
Ifagagbaga komese oyo ti bere laarin awon ikan ni tin gbon safefe ala ni o foku ole han bi kun lonuko bi pakute ni ibile o ti teju lati jiyeke feredun o ye o eruku solala enikan forigbe ikeji fayagba o fese ta sen nketa ko to debe elomi gba lowe o mo se o ile ti yo kabakaba o sare dide kawu kafo kafo kawi ta le lege ara to gbebun yo yi fresh oge kini oge keji oge tata ariwota o ti de waju box eti idoju koju pelu goli
Fresh 107.9 FM akogun laarin awon ikanni toku
o kile falafala ile bendere ri bo bo si tu se ti bi kufa file
Fresh 107.9 FM
la be oluma Ushi da da go.
The meta bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹ lè kópa lórí 3020 lójú òpó MTN Airtel àti Nine Mobile báyìí bákan náà ogún èèyàn ni ó máa jẹ àwọn ẹ̀bùn lọ́sẹ̀ẹ̀sẹ̀ lórí 3020 kí ló tún dúró wò pé 3020 tàbí kí o tẹ *3020# lójú òpó MTN Airtel àti Nine Mobile dáhùn ìbéèrè mẹ́ta lọ́nà tó dángájíá kí o lè láǹfààní láti kópa nínú ìyíkó tó ríire tó máa ń wáyé ní gbogbo òpin ọ̀sẹ̀ níbi tó ti láǹfààní láti jẹ ọ̀kan lára àwọn ẹ̀bùn bíi tẹlifíṣọ̀n home theater solar products gas cooker microwave oven fan blender ẹ̀bùn owó àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ti máa tẹ́tí sí gbogbo ètò tí dr yinka ayéfẹ́lẹ́ ń ṣàtọ́kùn ẹ̀ lórí ìkànnì fresh fm ní gbogbo ọjọ́ sunday láti